Hello, women of power and spirit. We're in the month of October right now, and this is a powerful month for ancestry. My elder once told me that the veil between the worlds is thin on October 31st and November 1st. We know these to be Halloween, which once was celebrated and is still celebrated as Samhain, or you might be familiar with November 1st as All Saints' Day. Whether or not you have found this to be true for yourself, that the veil is thin and it's easier to communicate with loved ones on the other side, it's a time of year that can be a great reminder about the importance of connecting with our ancestors and our loved ones who are now, as we say, on the other side of the veil. One of the things that I was taught by my elders was that if you want to establish a relationship with your ancestors, it's really important to honor them, gift them, connect with them regularly. I like to sing in the morning. I sing an honor song to the earth and the beautiful beings I'm privileged to know and work with, for example. And I include my ancestors in those songs. I honor them for everything that they've given me and that has supported me in my life's journey. Some people like to offer a prayer every morning to their ancestors, or might put a fresh flower on an altar honoring ancestors. You can do it with a simple thought over a cup of tea. What's beautiful about honoring your ancestors regularly and daily is that when you need them, you've been establishing a relationship with them. Many of our ancestors were, in their way, trying to heal some of the wounds that we are healing today. They carried some of those challenges throughout their lives as well. Each generation does what they can as we're working through key limitations that come through our unique history as a family and our history as human beings on the planet. Our strengths and spiritual gifts also come through our family line and is in our DNA. So we not only inherit the challenges and limitations, we inherit some of our most powerful spiritual strengths and our abilities to move through life with relative ease through our ancestors. Ancestors can help us in that they have already struggled with some of the things we are struggling with. They may have learned how to use their gifts successfully while they were here on Earth, or certainly they understand how to use them from their perspective on the other side. Some of us are very much aware that loved ones who have crossed over, our ancestors, are spiritual guides for us in this lifetime. So accessing their wisdom and strength can make our journeys easier. Now, you can ask for help without exactly knowing who you're asking for help from, right? You might know that it's your grandmother or your great-grandmother that you want to reach out to, or you might just open up and ask for the best ancestor to come to you to help you at this time. And it's helpful to remember that we have ancestors that have had experiences and tremendous successes we don't even know about. So asking for their help by honoring them in some way, through our morning prayers, through our acknowledgments, establishes a relationship that can continue on for years and years. If you believe in past lives, or that you and family members now will be reincarnated again, it can also be helpful to remember that we are each other's ancestors. So as we make changes now that are beneficial to us as individuals, beneficial to our families, that means that when we return again, life may be a little gentler and a little sweeter, or a little more exciting and fun because of the sacred work that we're doing now. When I think of ancestors, I not only think of my family members, human beings who lived and raised me and lived with me and joined me in this life, I also think of the stones, the crystals, think of the mountains, and if we've lived other lifetimes, how those mountains might recognize who we are. I think of the great bodies of water, the trees, and how those trees who have been here lifetimes might remember or recognize me from some life where I spent time around them. In fact, when I was in France, my husband and I were having a beautiful fall lunch outside under some gorgeous, gorgeous trees at a chateau. And there was one tree that really stood out for me. As I gazed at this tree as we were eating, it felt to me as though this tree knew me. I could see myself sitting under that tree and learning and sitting under the tree and teaching, that somehow I had significant and precious memories that were sparked in me because of that tree. And isn't it also possible, therefore, that a living being like a tree that is present and moving at such a slow, thoughtful rate might remember me? When I think of ancestors, I think of the animals around me that I may have had special relationships with in previous lives or might in future lives and can touch into that now. All of the creatures, the elements, are a part of who we are, the fabric of who we are. We breathe each other in and out. With every breath, right, every inhale, you're breathing in the life force of another being. And with every exhale, you are giving your life force to other beings. So we are powerfully connected, and we can take the concept of ancestor and broaden it tremendously to a world of connection and support that's available for us. As we go into this holding meditation, I invite you to think about an area in your life in which you would love some support from an ancestor. And we will take that sacred request into the holding. Before we do that, you might want to take a moment to offer a gift, a prayer of happiness and goodwill, a gesture of some kind to your ancestors before we begin. All right, I'll see you there.